This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of the Zioli Show. And do us a big favor, please. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribing always helps. Tell your friends. Enjoy the podcast.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
The adorable Rich Zioli.
I'd be more adorable if I went on this keto diet you've been talking about. But Janet Jameson lost a ton of weight on that diet.
Yeah.
What is the keto diet? You just don't eat no carbs whatsoever? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you just stay away from carbs, complex carbs, sugars, whole foods.
That's what Tom Brady's on.
Is that what he's on?
Yeah.
What does Tom Brady need to be on a diet for?
I mean, he has to do that in order to, keep up with Giselle.
Oh.
You know what I mean? He's getting up there.
Well, have they launched their company? They're going to launch some big health and fitness company,
right?
When he retires.
Yuck.
And I will subscribe. Because look at him. I mean, that's amazing. They both look, like 20 and they're like 40 or something.
Yeah. But the problem is the keto diet, you have to eat a lot of meat, right?
Yes.
What if Cory Booker bans meat?
Well,
then what are you going to do?
Okay, I have no problem with that because I don't eat cows or pigs.
Oh, so you'd be okay with the cow or pig ban. What about
turkey.
Rabbits?
No. I don't eat rabbits.
I do
turkey, chicken, ostrich.
Mm.
Ostrich tastes like filet mignon. It's delicious.
No, filet mignon tastes like filet mignon. Ostrich tastes like ostrich.
What a random diet.
Right?
Ostrich.
Dawn's doing the big game diet. The big game hunter diet. Yeah. Rhinoceros burgers. Rhinoceros burgers are amazing.
Lovely.
Mmm, delicious. The hippos. Yeah. I love hippo bacon. Hippo bacon's great. So now, do you eat a lot of tofu?
No.
What is tofu anyway? It's made of soy, right?
Yes. Soy.
Disgusting.
But I do a lot of edamame in things. Like
you
even
do?
In the turkey chili that I make, you can make all kinds of chili. It's great.
Now, my biggest problem with any of these wacky diets is the 2-week phase of no alcohol.
Yes.
Right.
Which is the killer.
Yeah. I can
right?
never do that.
No, I've made it 2 hours. One day I made it 2 days. But now you're saying, though, you can have tequila, silver tequila.
You can have. Okay. So I am being good with
right.
nothing. But if you. Because wine is like the worst. But so if you had to, you could do silver tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want, like, you can make, like, if it's kind of like a margarita kind of thing, you could take any Crystal Light and put it in with. You could put it in with a diet soda.
Or just drink straight tequila.
Straight tequila on the rocks or with some kind of lime. Just stay away from sugar and carbs.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do that.
So silver tequila.
So Dawn's diet is big game and tequila. That's how she keeps her figure.
Big game and tequila. I love it.
It's like a cowgirl diet right there.
You should come out with a program. Well, it's very simple. Go down to Africa, hunt some big game. Or I get a guy down the Italian market. He'll hunt up some game for you. And then get a bottle of tequila. You're good to go.
Call it the cowgirl diet.
What could possibly go wrong?
Right.
Now, do you eat vegetables on this diet?
That's what you eat the most.
Oh.
Veggies.
Well, then I'm out.
Well, no, you don't have to. You could, eat more meat.
What kind of vegetables can you eat? No carrots, right?
Yeah,
this is basically the Atkins diet, but with a cooler
exactly.
name. Keto.
Yeah.
Like Beto.
Rockstar.
Rockstar. Yeah, so Beto and keto. I wonder if Beto does the keto diet. Does Beto do the keto diet?
Is it Beto or Beto?
I think
Beto sounds cooler.
You think Beto or Beto sounds cooler?
Beto.
Beto, right? That's what I think. It's Beto, but maybe it's Beto.
But some of the news
why
people
are we still
call
talking
Beto.
About him, by the way.
I know. Why is Trump talking about him? Because Trump, when he talks about him, then he makes the story.
That's true. I'd like that he takes shots at him, but to your point, yes. You talk about him, and then people go, oh, look, he's talking about Beto. Beto O'Rourke loves that the president is talking about him.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It loves it.
If you're a jobless nobody and the president's talking about you, you're somebody now.
Now, Diana, who's a very, very big fitness expert in the Zioli Army, she says, on keto, your carbs from veggies and gluten-free products, I love it. As a fitness expert, I've tried everything so I can recommend to my clients. Keto is by far, I'm going to start like Keto Kalen.
Yeah.
Keto Kalen is by far the easiest and most effective. Now, M, a former pro wrestler, says that Triple H follows a keto diet. Former pro wrestler Triple H follows a keto diet.
Yeah. Okay.
He's jacked, too.
And Santino says, dude, I am on the keto diet. Don't yell. I'm on the keto diet. I had a splitting headache for 4 days. Carb sugar withdrawal sucks.
Oh, yeah.
But I have lost weight and I feel better now. Not too bad. And then Fritz K says, I get the impression Cory Booker would be quite comfortable in a sausage factory.
Oh, no.
What do you say? Oh, boy. I don't know what he means by that. I'm not sure. I don't follow. Did they have a sausage factory in Newark when he was mayor? Is that why? Sure.
He claims he likes muffins.
Is that probably? Oh, I know what he's talking about. They probably had a slaughterhouse in Newark. They probably they make sausages in Newark. Yeah. Oh, that's what he
that's what he means. Yeah,
that's obviously right.
Yeah.
There you go. Good. Excellent. Just eat a bunch of meat and pop some Balance of Nature pills. Very good, Dan. Thank you. Thank you. That's good. I was eaten by a shark, and I was brought back to life by... anyway, 855-839-1210.
So, you can eat shark.
You can eat shark.
Yeah, shark is
a good one.
Don't only eat exotic animals. Last night I had a nice zebra cocktail, zebra stew. You made turkey chili, which sounds good.
Yeah, turkey with ground turkey. You could make it with shredded up. You could roast a turkey. Don't fry the turkey like some people. But you can make it with ground or roasted turkey with a ton of sautéed like peppers and onions and celery and tomatoes.
What do you do if you go out to eat, though? That's always the big question. For example, in Alabama, an Alabama restaurant claims a customer left a rude and awful message on a receipt.
Oh, no.
Probably because they didn't have enough things for the keto diet. A restaurant in Alabama is calling out a customer who they claim left a racist, vulgar message for a server. This is on Sunday. Chorito's Bar and Grill in Huntsville shared a post on Facebook detailing the rude and awful message, which had allegedly been left on a receipt the previous evening. Now, that was over the weekend. Apparently, the words had also said Brown C and Trump will F you all. Okay?
Oof.
This is what the person wrote in the receipt, they say. Now, how soon until we can out this as being a fraud?
I can't wait.
Do we get to the end of the show? That's always the question.
What is this? Once a week now, these things come out?
Once a week now, Dawn. Once a week. And you know what happens? You get a little cranky. You're on the keto diet. You start writing racist things on a receipt. And next thing you know, right? What are you going to do?
See?
It's when all my racist messages come out.
It's all in the, I'm angry at you. My blood sugar's low. I'm hangry.
Damn keto diet.
Dawn, what do you eat then for snacks? Do you just see pieces of wild game like around you, like like sausage and venison? Or?
Yeah, like a gator leg,
She's like a cave woman.
I saw her eating gator before. Popping gator nuggets. They sell gator those nuggets. Things, gator nuggets.
Now, for snacks, you could have a hard-boiled egg.
For what?
For a snack.
Oh, for a snack.
I'm a little stuffy. Sorry, I'm a little...
Hard-boiled egg.
You have a hard-boiled egg. That's the best snack ever.
You know who doesn't like eggs? Cory Booker.
He doesn't?
Nope. It's what led him down the path of veganism, Cory Booker. He decided after he didn't like eggs that he was going to become a vegan. So now, because of him not liking eggs, he's got to ruin it for the rest of us. This is what a lot of these vegan types do, Dawn. They ruin it for the rest of us. You know what I mean? So,
well, Greg's vegan.
I'm not.
No,
vegan.
He's not. He eats fish.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I've actually just stopped eating fish.
Oh,
are you allowed to eat baby shark on the diet?
I should be.
That's a good question. Yeah. Very good question. Can you eat baby shark?
Yeah, because shark
diet?
Aren't really fish.
No, they're not. They're shark, right?
Yeah, it's a shark. So.
And you are what you eat, so you will. You'll be like in fighting form if you eat shark. Don't they always sell those like cure cancer pills made out of shark cartilage? And they say because sharks don't get cancer.
Yeah, they don't get cancer, so that's like the best thing you could eat.
So you eat a shark, and then you won't get cancer. I've never understood the logic of that. Sid says there seems to be an epidemic of racists visiting Hispanic restaurants.
Yeah, that's the thing. I agree with Sid. Why would people go there and eat their delicious food and then leave a nasty note? It doesn't ring true.
Let's go to that Chorito place. I hate those people. I want to get some of their food. I hate them. Yeah, who does that, right?
Yeah.
It's like the KKK guys that go to the soul joints, you know,
exactly.
They go for the rib dinners. But while they're there, they let their racism be known by writing it on a receipt. I'm just not buying this. I'm not buying this. I'm sorry. Okay, listen, here's the deal now. I don't know what kind of a delicious dinner Dawn's going to get for Valentine's Day, a delicious candlelit dinner of alligator and elk.
RCOE 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.